That's preference negotiator Glenn Drury, ending that report from Louise Yaxley in Canberra. Well, in Western Australia, voters are bracing themselves to go through another election campaign. Caitlin Gribben gauges the reaction of some WA residents.
The Perth CBD is bustling as workers gear up for another week. Coffee's on the mind of businessman Dave, but so too are the missing Senate votes.
Disgusting. Not good. Very important that these issues should be corrected. Very critical. Every vote's counted and done.
Other WA locals, like mining worker Liz, aren't so worried about the missing votes.
Just leave it be. Don't worry about them. Too much money to go and redo it all again.
But how do you feel as a voter that the votes went missing?
I don't feel ripped off at all. Just leave it. Don't worry about it. Just a waste of money for it, and why should I have to vote again when I voted and it doesn't mean mine was lost?
Perth man Ian is wondering how the mistake happened.
If someone did their job right, then we wouldn't be in that position, I guess. But yeah, it's one of those things that we've got to do. Let's do it again.
Is it frustrating to hear that this has happened?
Yes, because what other things are they supposed to do and they didn't do? You wonder what they're doing there.
This debacle has renewed calls for Australia to move to electronic voting. Callers to ABC local radio in WA were supportive of that idea.
This muck-up is going to cost the country millions in court costs, in recounts, whatever's going to happen. I think the time has now come where electronic voting is a must. We can introduce it with the ability to make it secure and to make it instant and have it supervised.
Why doesn't Australia get onto a sensible idea and use the TAB system to count votes and we'd have a result within minutes?
Back in the Perth CBD, mining company accounts manager Debbie doesn't want to vote again.
Why should I have to go through all that again, line up and vote when I don't know if it was mine that was lost, so why do it?
Would you mind voting again if it meant that the correct result was finalised?
I can't see it making much difference. It was only 1,300 votes, so it's not really going to make a big deal of difference. So why do it? It's a waste of taxpayers' money. Why should we have to pay for a mistake that's a human thing? Everyone's human, everyone makes mistakes. So they were lost, so why worry about it?
Ali works for an oil company in Perth. He's originally from Iran and is pleased Australians are responding to the lost votes calmly.
It's good that they are actually thinking that they're going to re-vote again. And if people are agreeing, there is no problem. I mean, you look at other countries when they talk about re-voting, everybody come into the street and a big mess is happening, but not a similar thing is not happened here. So I guess it's all right.
Have you seen that before in other countries where a re-vote's been needed?
Oh, yes. I've seen that in where I come from. And you see that in the Middle East all the time, right? I'm from Persia, Iran.
What was it like when a re-vote was required there?
Oh, it was a big demonstration. The government didn't want to do it. And big mess. At the end, nothing happened. So, people just accepted it.
Were you surprised that this happened in Australia, that 1,300 votes were lost?
Not really. I mean, this can happen anywhere, right? I mean, obviously there's a proper investigation needed to know what happened, what really happened. But no, not really. It can happen anywhere.
Would you still be happy to vote in Australia? Would you still have faith in the system?
For sure, yeah. No, I mean, I live in this country and I believe I should be part of the decision. So I would definitely vote.
And that's a Perth oil worker ending Caitlin Gribben's report from Perth.